name is Amanda Holsinger, and welcome to my podcast. In our world today, we are dealing with struggle as we are currently in a pandemic. We are struggling to keep our loved ones safe from the virus and struggling to keep them healthy. Just like the poem I'm about to be reading you, we see how a mother is struggling to protect her children from the problems she is facing. As a mother, it is your job to protect your children and raise them to understand how the world is. Though a pandemic and what we will read in the poem are very different, they both connect with the theme of struggle to keep their loved ones safe and to keep their loved ones healthy. I'm going to be reading Bien Escoleto by Natalie Center Zapico. Life is short, and I tell this to mis hijas. Life is short, and I show them how to talk to police without opening the door. How to leave the social security number blank on the exam. I tell this to mis hijas. The world tells them I hate you every day. And I don't keep this from mis hijas. Because of the bus driver who kicks them to the street for fare evasion. Because I love mis hijas, I keep them from the men who knock their heads together just to hear the chime. Life is short and the world is terrible. I know no kind strangers in this country who aren't sisters a desert away. I don't keep this from mis hijas. It's not my job to sell them the world, but to keep them safe in case I get deported. Our first landlord said, with a bucket of bleach, the mold would come right off. He shook mis hijas, said they have good bones for hard work. Mis hijas, can we make this place beautiful? I tried to make this place beautiful. What I like about this poem is the use of repetition that the author uses. The author uses many times, I tell this to mis hijas, which is very impactful to the theme, how she has to tell her children, even though they may be too young, how to handle themselves in the real world in case she is not there. It's very impactful to the reader to understand as a mother what she is going through to protect them. I also enjoy the end of the poem where she questions the reader. Can we make this place beautiful? I tried to make this place beautiful. This leaves the reader with a sense of guilt of what can I do to make our world a better place. It questions the reader and it shows the reader that there are horrors in this world, but if we work together and you do your part, we could all make this place beautiful. What we do for our loved ones is very powerful and has a huge impact in something that is much stronger than ourselves.